Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores, making the switch as easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores, making the switch as easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty holiday dose of K-pop talk news updates and all that good stuff in between. We have a good amount. I would say it's fairly hefty today for sure.
It's always hefty.
It is very hefty. We're going to talk obviously some Stray Kids with mm-hmm. Felix. I'm going to talk about Kiss Alive because, I got really sticky with them this past weekend. Talk about TXT because apparently there's going to be a hiatus. Hmm. Of course, I said Stray Kids. NMIX is planning their fan concert tour. There's a lot of music videos. There's a lot of comebacks, surprisingly, for mm-hmm. December. Some crazy news on the JYP front.
Mm-hmm. With
KG from Vicha. Mm-hmm. You probably heard or have seen kind of some of the stuff when all those articles and all the news dropped. We'll kind of break it down and kind of say like what we think about all mm-hmm. that. Talk a little bit about some Blackpink, my fellow Blinks. We got Jisoo, of course, Rose, been out here feeding us. Boy Next Door, of course, they have their own little thing going on with their own characters.
Finally.
And, of course, BTS and Stray Kids mm-hmm. with Haley at the end. But before that, don't forget to like, follow, hit that notification bell, subscribe, strap in to the Permission to Stand podcast because we are here every Thursday. And, those likes, those ratings, even if you leave us a rating with an actual review, it goes a long way. It helps us and it helps other fellow K-pop stands, multi-stands, find us and just have more K-pop content to fill their K-pop minds.
Yes.
Haley, where else can they check us out? And also, what can they do there, especially with our current holiday giveaway for Baby Monster?
Yes. Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to enter the giveaway, please let us know who you want to see in concert in 2025. For K-pop groups, and also tell us who your ultimate bias is out of all the K-pop groups you stan.
And that's all you got to do. Mm-hmm. And you will get a Baby Monster, which version is it? The Ziploc mm-hmm. version, I believe. And also a pre-order bonus photo card of your said ultimate mm-hmm. bias. So that's all you got to do. Hit us up. Let us know all that stuff. And also please let us know that that is why you are messaging us on Instagram, and you'll be entered. A good amount of you have entered already. Mm-hmm. One of the past winners has entered, You know who you are.
Yes.
And that's totally fine. You have a fair, equal chance, just like everyone. You can just keep, if you somehow get lucky enough and just keep winning, just keep applying. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, it's not up to me. It's up to the K-pop gods to choose you. If you're chosen, then you're chosen again. Mm-hmm. So yeah, don't feel like even after you win, because we've had a few giveaways already, a few winners, obviously, and I don't want you to think that, oh, because you won, you have like any less of a chance or we won't choose you. No, it's completely random. So go for it.
Yes, do it's it. That wheel thing it's that will choose your fate.
The wheel of K-pop. Mm-hmm. No, it's just a wheel I Google up and I throw all your names in there. And let's get started. Haley and I are weebs. We watch a lot of anime. Mm-hmm. One of the animes I think we got really into was Solo Leveling, which is ironic enough because it stemmed from a Korean webtoon, which had finished a while back. And I had Haley watch it.
Yes.
It sounds like she likes
it's
it.
It's amazing, guys.
She's kind of hooked on it.
I'm a simp.
Oh, especially after this because we saw the Solo Leveling screening premiere here in L.A. like around like it was I think it was Culver City.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm bringing it up is because on the OST, Lisa, not Lisa from Blackpink. A fellow Stray Kid friend, Lisa, because she has collabed.
Who did Social Path with them.
Yeah, she's collabed with them already, has a song for the OST featuring Felix.
From Stray Kids, the one and only Felix.
The one and only Felix. Yes. Felix. So, yeah. And it was cool because during the screening, as much as, first off, the series was great. And it was really cool to see, like, clips for the second season.
Oh, my God.
Haley was not ready. Every female or maybe homosexual male or I don't know, whatever way you swing, I was like, damn, like, I forgot. Like, when they saw the protagonist, when he, Jinwoo?
Jinwoo, yeah.
When he walked in with his new undercut haircut.
Oh, my
For season two.
God.
All I heard, that's exactly what I heard from Haley's mouth. Oh my God.
And she was sitting right next to me. I wasn't expecting that. I was like, damn, okay.
So there you go. If you didn't have any other reason, there's your reason to watch Solo Leveling now. But overall, the series is really good. And it was cool because at the ending credits, we finally heard the track.
Yes.
And
it's called Reawaker.
And it was really awesome, actually.
And I don't think it's been... It's not released in a full song yet. I think they're waiting.
It could have been if you recorded it in the theater, Haley.
Shut up. It's fine. Someone else has it up on YouTube if you guys want to check it out. But yeah, the official one hasn't been released. I think they're waiting for season two to come out for it to officially release.
And that's still going to be a little
January 2025.
It's
like,
yeah, it's going to be next month. So there you go. If you want to check that out and support that or, you know, watch and be fellow weebs with us and watch some anime. Next, let's see. I will recap Kiss of Life because Haley did not go, but I went with a few of our other friends to watch Kiss of Life in Anaheim. They were here for like almost like a week, I feel like, because they were here in LA also. It's like they had two LA shows in the middle of the week. That's why I couldn't go because it was like weekdays and I'm like doing training for my new job. And then for some reason, they had a show on Friday or was it Saturday? I think it was... Maybe it was Saturday.
It was Saturday.
So they had a show in Vegas on Saturday. So they went to Vegas.
No. Wasn't your show on Saturday?
Or was my show on Sunday? No, my show was on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. It was on Sunday. Yeah.
So they
went
to Vegas on Saturday. And then they had a show in Anaheim, which is why I went. Like, it's kind of close to L.A. It's it's actually more like Orange County. So it's, I mean, technically it's close, but everything in L.A. Southern California is far because of traffic. So I saw them there because it was specifically on a Sunday, on a weekend. So I didn't have to worry about, you know, spending PTO that I barely have in my new work capacity. So that is what happened. Saw them at Anaheim. It was awesome because our friends and I, we had the special VIP ticketing again that allowed us to take a group photo with the members. These ones usually don't drop and they don't email you or send you. Like, you can't look at it or it's not uploaded.
You have to check it.
No, it's like not till after the tours usually.
Oh, really? Because I saw on the back of your badge.
Yeah, we have a QR code.
Yeah, so you just scan
that. We scanned it and there's nothing. It's empty. Yeah. So just probably have to wait because I think they're still finishing up the tour right now. We're recording this a little bit earlier. So right now they're actually... Oh, our friend Jirla is watching them.
Today, oh,
yeah. So
right.
She's there with them, literally, as we are talking.
In SF, right?
In San Francisco or Bay Area, wherever. I don't know if it's Oakland or whatever, but Bay Area. So they're there. It was really cool seeing them. Like, honestly, we were kind of rushed in, like, and then like right as soon as we got in, like there was a small queue to take pictures with them already, and like you can't see them. It's like behind this like everything's kind of covered.
A curtain.
Yeah, like a curtain. And then the thing is, you know, there were some people ahead of us, so it's like you kind of get yourself mentally prepared, because I could tell like a few of us were like, not a few of us, like most of us were like, oh shit, we're like here.
Freaking out.
It's like I'm not ready. I'm like, it doesn't feel like we're going to do anything crazy or special, but I could feel like slight palpitations in my chest.
At least they took the photo before the concert, because I feel
like it was
like,
great, because yeah, you didn't have to wait.
You didn't have to be like sweaty.
And it's not super late and all that.
Yeah.
And then, no, but we were in line. Then they're like, oh, we need like, how many people are in your group? We're like six, because luckily enough, there were six of us. So we're like a fairly big group. And they're like, okay, come to the front. Just take your picture already. Because I guess like it wasn't enough. So it's like I had no time to even like worry. And guys, I am dressed up as a Christmas tree, because we have a K-pop Christmas party coming up. And we were just making everyone either wear something related to K-pop or Christmas, or both.
Yeah.
I'm doing the both. I'm dressing up as Sana, as a Christmas tree.
Yes.
Christmas tree Sana, of course. And so I just wore the Christmas tree thing to Kiss of Life, because I didn't care. So it's like a Christmas tree hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever this drops, I'll post the picture. It's probably going to be really random. I'm like at the end, but it's fine. Like, it was cool when you walked in, because like I couldn't process everything. I just saw the members. Mm. I just looked at them briefly, because like this guy was telling me like, okay, go to the end, take a picture. And I just saw all the reactions. Like, oh, like they're like,
you're like, what the hell is a tree?
That's probably Christmas a first tree. Time I've seen a Christmas tree outfit. So yeah, there you go. At least I got something out of that, and a picture as well, whenever the hell they upload it. The venue itself, like one of the smaller ones, it's House of Blues. The thing is, their stage is really interesting, because it's like not fancy.
Mm-mm.
Literally, the back was just like a curtain. The backdrop was just their curtain. There was like no fancy.
Yeah, there's no special effects or like screens.
Yeah, there's no projection or stuff. Like, it's a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of lights, obviously, like some lasers and like,
of course.
But my goodness, like, it felt like super low budget compared to what I'm even used to.
Yeah.
Like, there was like barely any like props. I feel like even 50/50 had a lot of props for like their solo stages.
Mm.
Oh, and then Kiss of Life didn't even have solo stages.
Oh, really?
So that was interesting too. But you know what? It was a lot of fun. My God, make sure you please, like, especially when you go to groups where like there's going to be a lot of females screaming their lungs out.
Which is, I think, every group.
And then Kiss of Life, there's a lot of girls that love Kiss of Life. And then like, bring some earplugs. I wish I had some, because oh my god, like this one girl, her shriek that was like near us, I could feel my like body like shiver, like
piercing,
it was
your
loose
soul.
Like, oh my god, like I was like, it blew my mind, and almost like literally almost blew my mind. But at the same time, enjoy the performance. With all the stuff I just said right now, they make up for it performance-wise. They're really good vocally. They're all thick. I like that. And then,
which is rare.
Which is cool, though, too. Like, yeah, they're all, like, thick. Even Hanyul is, like, way thicker than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, they're all of age. I think Hanyul is, like, 20 now. Mm-hmm. Or she's, like, the youngest, 19 or 20. Of course, Julie is, like, the one from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
We have Belle. She's from Seattle. So we got two Americans speaking fluent English. Hanyul and Natty were speaking pretty good English. They practiced a lot. You could tell. It was really cute, like the English whenever they had to speak.
You don't think Natty would know more English?
She probably knows a good amount.
Because Lisa knows so much English.
But you could tell. It's not as it's not the same level as Lisa, I feel like. But it's good enough, though, to be honest. And I still want to watch Natty's show that premiered, like that she took over for BAM.
Natty's House.
Yeah, Natty's House. So it was crazy because, man, like all the effects, you don't need a fucking effects or anything, because their effects are their freaking hips, thighs, the
twerking,
the shaking, all the movement. Like, you wouldn't even realize that there's no special effects because you're too busy paying attention to other things.
Right.
And it worked out really well. Like, it's like, It made me think, I'm like, see, if you're effective enough as a performer, like, especially if your dances are, like, fun, viral, and, like, thirst trappy, it works. Because I didn't give a shit about, like, I didn't even think about the curtains or any of that stuff anymore. But, like, it was just, like, nonstop, like, for them, like, it's, like, crazy thinking about it. It's like an ab workout or like a core workout the
Did
whole show.
Did they do any covers?
Oh my God. Why can't I remember? Maybe I was too Probably busy not. Paying attention to other stuff. No, but I think they did one, but I can't remember. A lot of them were their own stuff, which is like pretty nice, to be honest. I think they have a very decent discography. Plus, like, they were talking fairly often and twerking fairly often, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, we had the sound check. Sound check was fun. We heard Sticky. Then we heard Sticky again during the regular one. Everyone's going crazy for Sticky.
Of course.
Overall, it was really good, though. I really enjoyed it. Belle was my bias coming into watching this. And I walked out as a Natty bias. But I feel like they're my bias and record, so it just switched. Like we've told you this before, right, Haley? Like, sometimes you don't know until you see your group live.
Yeah, in person.
And
it's
different. Haley got solidified when she saw Sungho, right? With his eyes gazing at you.
Oh, I mean, when I had the meet and greet.
Of course.
That definitely solidified
it. Either it solidifies your bias.
It was, like, all based on the interaction that he would give me. And he gave me everything I could hope for and more, I guess. So that's why I was like, thank God.
It makes a big difference.
Don't disappoint me, please.
All the members for Kiss of Life, super good, too. Like, they fed the fans really well. Everyone's giving attention. And, like, the stage presence and performance, they're really good. I gotta say, like, even, like I guess because my eyes were on Natty a lot, especially that night. Like, she, like, you know, we talk about how some performers or some idols, they have really good facial expressions and are just, like, naturally, you could tell. Like,
they don't have to try hard.
They're not even really having to. Yeah, they don't have to really try. It's just, it looks good. She's one of them when she performs. Like, it's so, like, natural. It's really cool.
Yes, there are many idols that do not have that talent.
That don't have it. It's true. There's some that don't.
I'm like,
Haley's going to throw shade
at
it. No,
I'm not.
Okay. But there's a lot of idols who do. And when they have it, you know, kind of thing, right? And overall, it was just good. It was a great performance. It was a really fun experience. We didn't have to go super late because we didn't have any other events after. We just had to get the poster, which
I wish it was signed.
Man, I wish it was signed,
too. They should have for the VIP.
I really wish it was signed, too.
Because I feel like Epic High did it, at least.
Yeah, at least Epic High had it. That's true. Or at least, like, had, like, you know, fake signatures, like even NMIX, right?
Oh, the printed ones.
Signatures.
Yeah.
But overall, yeah, it was very sticky. We were all sticky, all of us. It was collectively a good time. That was the most crowded I've ever seen the House of Blues also at Anaheim. We've been there for like J-Rock concerts and stuff.
Yeah.
I've never seen like this one. It's like I saw zero space to move. They were handing out waters the whole day.
Oh my God.
The whole show.
That's nice.
Like security was handing out water
to
bottles
make sure no
and people
one's
just passing it. Yeah.
Faint.
Yeah. Like it was pretty wild.
It
I've never seen that before. It was pretty stuffy. It's a good thing we left the floor to go to like that more elevated area. But it was really good. Enjoyed it. Yep, Natty. That's my girl now. Full circle, especially because it's like weird because like when I watch 16, I'm like, that's the same Natty? Blows my mind. But you know what? It doesn't matter now because of how she looks fantastic. So it was really fun. Good energy and all that stuff. They love the howling and the woof and
of
the
course.
Barking and stuff. So I guess that's a U.S. thing in general now.
Yep.
And let's see. What do we have next, Haley? We have some more news. It looks like TXT.
Oh, yeah. So TXT is going to be taking an extended break. I wouldn't say it's a hiatus.
I mean, but they officially announced
it
as...
Did they say it as a hiatus? I mean, for the ones that I saw, it was like an extended break. And it was
unofficially announced as... it was announced as a hiatus by, I guess... I don't know, those article places.
Okay, yeah, because like on the actual Weverse one, they put it as like a long-term break.
That sounds scarier.
That does, but then they put it in like quotation marks.
Instead of scaring
the
people, keep reading and tell us what they said.
So following their schedule at the 39th Golden Disc Awards, which will happen on January 5th, TXT will conclude their activities for 2024. And they will embark on a long-term break starting in January. And during this time, they will be spending time with their families and taking this time to rest. So it's a good break, basically. Because I feel like
no one's emotionally damaged.
Yeah, I feel like they've not had a break since they started,
well, why don't you tell
honest.
That to Stray Kids and tell that to, like, JYP's artists?
Stray Kids get breaks? During holidays?
But it's not an extended
That's break fine like because this. They want to come back. They're the ones that are self-producing their music and stuff. You know,
that's why they would. They're like workaholics,
exactly.
Basically. But this is going to be very interesting because I mean, we don't know what the definition of long.
Yeah, they break didn't put is. Like a date or anything, but they said that they will prepare to return to MOA with an extraordinary 2025 ahead.
Well. That's very generic. Of course they're going to say something like that.
They're going to come back. Yeah. I just don't know when.
The thing, but. Like, I'm wondering, like, is extended break just, like, till
over the holidays?
Freaking February? Or
maybe.
Is it going to actually be till April or May?
I don't think that would be too much. That'd be too much.
I don't know, but that sounds like a good extended break.
I think it's going to be a month. A
maybe
month
March.
Is a lot.
Maybe March or something.
I feel like for K-pop idols, having a whole month off is, like, unheard of. Because I feel like usually it's just, like, a week, maybe, max.
Well, I think we're going to find out soon enough. Yeah. So there you go, fellow MOA, just hang in there. Just play Rhythm Hive and listen to them. Let's see, Stray Kids is also set to perform, maybe by the time this podcast drops, at the 2024 Billboard Music Awards for the second year in a row. And that's here in L.A. on December 12th. But
I think it's pre-recorded because I don't think they're coming here. Not that I've heard of right now, as of now. But yeah, so like I think they're gonna do that whole thing where they just stream
send
the
them,
stage,
send them the video.
Basically. Yeah, because which is what they did last year too. They weren't even here.
So there's that going on soon. NMIX is out of nowhere kind of dropped a second fan concert tour called NMIX Change Up Mix Lab, and they're starting this tour I guess next year in January with Tokyo. Then they're going from there. They're gonna go Mexico City, Santiago, Sao Paulo. So they're going to be going around South America
first.
And after that, it's like Taipei, Hong Kong, and more.
That'll be so the U.S.
It's probably
going to
be U.S., like North America later.
Europe,
so just get ready for that, fellow answers for that. One cool, crazy thing is, like, I know it sucks that a lot of groups have been, like, either, like, leaving their companies or, like, disbanding. And amongst all that, we got something, I guess, in return. GFriend, like we mentioned before, is going to have their 10-year anniversary with a comeback. And they also just, I guess, blessed us with a really cool medley on Killing Voice on YouTube. So Killing Voice, if you haven't checked that out, you should check it out. A lot of groups do like really fun medleys of their, especially like Twice had a great one.
And so did 17.
17. Was XG on it too?
I don't know
if it was actually Killing Voice, but yeah, they have great medleys. Yeah, 17's was really good too. So check that out because if you're a GFriend, I mean, there's some old stuff there because this, remember, 10 years. They have some good, they have some hits that you don't realize that you listen to. So that's going to be pretty wild. And,
honestly, I feel like this, like right now, so many second gen or even like their early third gen groups, they're coming back.
This is the time.
Crazy.
This is the era.
21 is gonna have a comeback and tour in 2025. And also, I'm just gonna say, like, GOT7 as well. Like, who the fuck would have thought that they would come back
after everything they've gone,
and have a tour? Because they were all like doing their own things, but then now because Jin Young is back from the military, they plan to like regroup and have a comeback in 2025.
So, I mean, we were going to talk about it and touch base on that, but you're right. Haley already said it. So, GOT7 has a comeback 2025.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
I was like, wow, what?
And also, I mean, don't forget, Blackpink.
Blackpink as well.
They've, like, done their own stuff, like, individual stuff, and they're going to come back together 2025.
BTS will be back in 2025 also.
It's going to be a very crazy, interesting year next year. Mm-hmm. And I won't have new jeans. Possibly. Mm-hmm. We'll see. They're holding all their contractual duties and obligations so far, right?
Yeah.
And
because
they're still posting and active. There was this weird thing I think I read somewhere, like each of them are like registering for like some of these acts and stuff under their own names instead of going under like
NewJeans
as a group. So they're registering through their own names. It's like, oh my god, come on. Anyways, I think we have some comebacks really quick to talk about before we get into more stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should we do comebacks or should you want to talk about stuff already?
Just
or
do comebacks.
Comebacks and then we'll give the people a bathroom break. Then we could talk about music videos. So comebacks, December 13, Haley. Who could it be?
Stray Kids.
Who?
Yep. They're coming out with Hop and they will be releasing the music video as well for Walking on Water.
I'm excited. The concept looks freaking awesome.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I'll mention it again later on, but when I saw the teaser for Walking on Water, I was like, what the heck? It's like if Thunderous and God's Menu had a child. Also mixed with Top Line. Like, it's the concept awesome. Looks
they
like
look
that.
They look sick. It looks like a continuation of, like, Thunderous, the
That's
music video.
That's insane because Woo! I love Thunderous, obviously, but
looking
forward to that.
Also, the same day, Winter Without You, the orchestra version by XG. I guess it's supposed to be, like, a UK and Europe exclusive release, but, you know, we're going to get it everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's going to be accessible everywhere. Excited about all these, you know, winter and Christmas holiday music from all these different, like, groups. So there you go with XG. Also, Young Posse, digital single called Street Carol. Again, see? Just nonstop.
In the streets, I bet. Because I feel caroling. Like their songs are very street hip-hop.
They have good, like, the music is good, though. Like, I'll give it, like, it really has, like, those, like, early old 90s, early 2000s, like, hip-hop, rap, R&B vibes kind of thing. December 17, Card. Yes, Card. K-A-R-D. Yes, they're like ABBA, two girls, two guys. Mm-hmm. Like 18s. I cannot believe it. They're finally having another comeback. Their fourth single, Detox. Mm-hmm. That's going to be wild. Aren't they going to be touring? I think they're touring too.
I think so.
December 18, End Team. Obviously, the Japanese side of Enhypen, right?
Yes.
The Japanese team. They're going to have
the werewolves,
the
basically.
Werewolves versus the vampires, right? They're going to have a song or a single called Yuki Akari.
Mm-hmm.
SF9, surprisingly enough, if you watched Kingdom.
Yes.
Road to what?
Road to Kingdom.
There you go.
Kingdom, no.
Kingdom, Road to Kingdom.
No, no, no. Legendary Wars is
Legendary
the one that they
Wars.
Were in. Kingdom
okay.
Legendary Wars.
With Stray
Wars.
Kids and ATs and the Boys. Icon. And, of course, SF9 and B2B.
Oh yeah.
So that was a freaking fun show. If you never checked that out, put that in your holiday list. Like watch list kind of thing. That is like really. That's like one of the most fun ones that I've seen in a while.
Right now, I don't know if it's ended though. They have the second
the
season
one for the,
of Road to Kingdom, but
crazy.
I don't.
We don't
know
the,
a lot of those groups. So I'm thinking like if they have another Legendary War, it will be groups that are more high up, I guess. Like, not new goos, basically.
More well-known or, like, established groups. Of course, we probably will never see Stray Kids. Maybe not even see ATs
No, I think
there
it'll
again.
Be, like, a lot of fifth gens.
Yeah, but, I mean, look at B2B, though.
Maybe they have Big Bang on there. I don't know.
Three old men from B2B were in it, and now three old men from Big Bang,
I
what's left, is going to be in
that.
It.
That would be amazing.
That'd be pretty cool. So that's what's going on there. And, SF9.
Sorry.
That's Hello Haley.
Japan album.
They have a Japanese release. Their mini album, I don't know, DWBH.
DWP.
Dwub.
Just kidding.
December 20, Dreamcatcher has their single, My Christmas Sweet Love.
Oh.
See? Continue with that. Of course, Dreamcatcher with one of the most epic light sticks.
The staff.
Created ever
magic stuff
that you could stack up to make a super duper long 30-foot pole staff. It's amazing.
That's crazy.
And I think that's pretty much it for I'm sure there's more. Well, we need stuff to talk about, so we kind of cannot just go over everything, but now's a good time to take your bathroom break, water break. Hydration is very important, and what's also important is to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell for the Permission to Stand podcast. Wherever you're tuning in, we are pretty much available on almost all podcast streaming platforms. And you can also join the holiday giveaway for Baby Monster and your Ultimate Bias photo card. All you have to do is, Haley,
find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast and let us know who you want to see in concert in 2025 and tell us who your Ultimate Bias is.
And that's all. And hopefully you don't hear this loud-ass helicopter that's flying around almost near midnight in the background.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
And let's continue now. Music videos. Well, we watched a few of them, right? There's been a decent amount of stuff dropping. And actually, before we get to that, there is one thing that you were going to tell us, right, Haley? About what? A lineup. I saw you looking at it briefly.
Yeah, I was trying to find it. I thought I saved it, but I can't find it in my photos.
Are you going to look it up right now?
I have it.
Oh, you have it. Oh, if you have it, let's do it.
So like the end of the year concert, I think we did talk about it a little bit.
If you didn't know, there's always this really crazy big end of the year concert for SBS, right?
Right, and it's called Gaio Daejeon something.
Daejeon Mustard.
I don't know how to pronounce that. Sorry. But yeah, so they did drop a third and a fourth lineup since the last time we talked about it.
I think all our listeners and us should fly to Korea and just watch this damn concert, because
this is nuts.
Blows my mind. Let's just do it.
This is crazy. Should I just go over all the ones that they dropped?
No. Just do everything. Just shower the people give it to me too, because I will just be like, okay, let's take a freaking day trip to Korea.
Oh my goodness.
So, do it.
So the full lineup as of now, unless they decide to drop a fifth one, it's Key 21, NCT 127, NCT Dream, Stray Kids, G-Idol, ATEEZ, Wavy, ITZY, TXT, Lee Yoongi, Gravity, Treasure, aespa, and Hyphen, IVE, NMIX, LaSeraphim, NewJeans, Boy Next Door, ZB1, Rise, 2US, NCT Wish, Islet, Baby Monster, Nexi, IZNA, and the last one they dropped was G-Dragon.
What the fucking line. Let us, everyone.
What?
Pause and book your damn tickets and your like airplane fares and everything.
That's insane, because I feel like we listen to pretty much maybe
Haley,
like 95% of
Haley,
these groups.
Give us a date so we know when to fly there. When,
it's going to happen
when and
on
what
Christmas
time?
Day.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Oh, no. It doesn't say a time, but yeah, it's going to be at the Inspire Arena in Korea.
Let's get tickets. Let's go.
December 25th.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Book it. Let's do
Happy
it.
Happy birthday to me.
Yes, exactly. Let's do it. All right, done.
I wish.
That is really wild, actually, that lineup.
And I can't wait, though, because I feel like they have a lot of collaboration stages at these concerts.
Man.
And I'm hoping we get a lot of idol interactions and dance challenges and all that kind of crazy
freaking
stuff.
NewJeans, this could be their last big
performance. I hope they do a dance challenge with all the
with
groups.
With LaSeraphim and, like,
G-Dragon.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, Islet, it's going to be interesting because, like, those are the three different companies from HYBE.
Right.
With all the drama going on.
Yeah.
It's wild to think. And, of course, they're all training. I'm pretty sure they're all practicing and doing all that stuff right now.
Yeah.
They have to practice for these big award shows. I mean, like, look at, like, when they did, like, not, it wasn't for this show, but it's just cool to see these big collab stages. I remember, like, when they did the whole Twice thing and you seeing freaking IVE.
Oh, for Mama.
IVE, NMIX, Kepler, NewJeans, and LaSeraphim. All the members.
Crazy.
Like, just dancing together. I'm going to, during our Christmas party, we're just going to stream that all night.
No, we're not, because I have a Christmas playlist with all the K-pop.
That, we could do that also. It's in between. But yeah, so that's a crazy lineup. Let's talk about some music videos, because we did watch a good amount. Rosie dropped her album. And it's pretty good, guys.
It's pretty damn good. If you like Taylor Swift, I feel
Swiftie,
like you'll love this album.
It's not only because of the sound, but the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Someone hurt her. Someone hurt our dear Rose.
Right, and then she did, like, confirm that it was about a past relationship breakup, like, toxic relationship.
Take that, DeLulu's. Yeah, so that fucking happened. And the crazy part is I think it all happened around, like a couple of years ago. So, like, people are saying, like, around 2019, yeah, 2020 and all this. It's crazy because there is a music video. Mm-hmm. For the song Toxic Till the End, mm-hmm, which is catchy AF, and also the lyrics and everything going on in the music, like the song itself, yeah, if you listen to it, it's crazy AF, and the music video is crazy AF.
Right.
Rosé actually, like, locks lips with a guy, mm-hmm, on camera.
Yes.
I mean, like, I know she kissed Bruno Mars, but it wasn't on the lips. No,
this was, like, more, like, boyfriend, girlfriend.
This is, like, intimate, kind of, yeah, intimacy kind of thing, but it was wild to see, and, like, it was just wild because it was, like, one of those, like, looks like those, like, summer flings and, yes, you know, like, having so much fun, mm-hmm, but at the same time hurting each other.
It looked like an abusive relationship, to be honest.
And I think that's what it was supposed to kind of be, mm-hmm, about. The thing is, the guy, so the main guy in this, like, the protagonist dude, whatever you want to call him, you know.
Her ex. That's what she calls him.
I guess, yeah, the, yeah, ex. The way he is styled, it's very, very, like, peculiar and specific. If, right. Don't you think?
Yeah.
And I never put it two and two together till, like, I saw it myself. Like, I don't know if it was an article or someone had brought it up. Mm-hmm. So, the guy in the music video, as all our fellow Blinks would know, it's like, he had, like, a shaved head, but, like,
it's pink.
It's pinked. It's, like, dyed. Mm-hmm. So, it's, like, really short hair, but, like, a shaved head style, and it's pink. Think of, like, almost like RM's haircut.
Yeah, but pink. Light pink.
But, like, hair. On, like, it's, like, he's not Korean. He's not Asian.
No.
Like, he looks like he's, like, mixed or something.
Yeah.
Like almost like half black, half white kind, mm-hmm, of thing, kind of mix or something. But the crazy interesting part, if you haven't noticed it or no one has told you about it, because this blew my mind, the guy really looks like Jaden Smith.
Right. Because,
like, Will Smith's and Jada Pink's son.
Yeah.
Because, oh, go ahead.
Jaden Smith had that same hairstyle.
And this was a few years ago.
Yeah.
And if you remember, when Blackpink was at Coachella, mm-hmm, they took pictures with him.
Yeah, and then she did a shout-out for him, too, and during Coachella.
Exactly. And the freaking hair. It's exactly the hairstyle he had back then. And if you want to talk about toxic, that guy is very, unstable. Like, emotionally. Mm-hmm. Emotionally unstable, and, like, has a lot of stuff and everything going on, too. So, holy shit, that makes so much sense.
It sucks, though.
And plus, like, the place that they were, like, you know, where the video was, it's like, they look like they're rich. Of course.
Right.
Of course, Will Smith and Jada Pink's son is going to have, mm-hmm, is going to be well off. And, like, it looks like the Prince of Bel-Air kind of house. Yeah. It's just wild.
And another thing, too, is the protagonist in the music video, he skateboards.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And so does...
Jaden. Yeah, so.
But I mean, like, gosh, of course, like, I feel like all guys skateboard, but then, like, it was so specific because, like, down the to, like, styling, the clothes, though, and the styling of the guy is the same.
And like, knowing Rosé and them, and especially because this is her solo thing, it's not like she has any other comp. Like, I actually know she's under Black Label, yeah, for this, right? Either way, like, it seems like she had a lot more creative freedom to do a lot of stuff.
Another thing,
and so it's
too,
like, she was able to kind of do and pick and choose, like, what she wants to do with the concept and, right, ideas. Like,
but another thing also is that he used to follow her, like, Jaden Smith used to follow her on Instagram, and, like, right after all this, like, got released, he's not following her anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
That's very interesting. I didn't, mm-hmm, know about that either. So, like, after it dropped?
Right, yeah.
Oh, how interesting is that? That's crazy, actually. Wow. Ooh, drama.
But yeah, honestly, like, because I listened to her whole album, like, it sounds really good. But then when you really listen to the lyrics, you're like, man, damn, she went through some
pain,
fucking shit. Like, her relationships were fucked up. And she's, like, was hurt. Like, really, really hurt. It sucks.
I haven't done a full listen thoroughly like you have, so I'll just take your word for it for now.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next, we have another music video. Sad and happy at the same time. Yeah. So, music video is B. TS is a V, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, wait a second. Yeah, BTS is a V. So, Tay with Bing Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Bing Crosby is obviously that old, like, an older artist, like, you know, back in the day, and he's passed away, mm-hmm, for a while. But
they sang White Christmas, and I feel like both their vocals together, like, harmonizing really matches, because, like, the tone and sound of V's voice matches this kind of song. It's that jazz
piano, like kind of, it's great, like that jazzy sound.
But the whole music video was animated, and it kind of looked like those like old school storybooks.
Like animations.
Kids. Yeah, the animations.
I don't know if it's like for us, for our generation. Yeah, like for we had our a lot of cool, cute storybook artwork. Mm-hmm.
That's what it looked like. And then basically it was like, Bing Crosby in a sleigh with Yon Tan, who somehow became a stowaway when he was giving out presents. And then he just wanted to like make, I think it was like a Christmas tree. I can't even remember some of the other ones, but they were just trying to bring joy to the world.
And the thing is, I think, when I read White Christmas, I didn't know it's like a cover of the actual White Christmas song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I didn't realize. I was like, oh, I know this song actually.
So when they did it, it was really interesting, like how they did it too. Like, you know, having the backtrack of Bing Crosby, because obviously he's no longer with us. Mm-hmm. And then just Tay doing like his little just throws in fillers and, you know, like tries to Jungkook some of the parts with just like, you know, different tones and
like
sounds.
Ad-libs and stuff.
Yeah, ad-libs. Mm-hmm. There you go. But it's like weird it's like tune ad-libs. Mm-hmm. Like he kind of changes like either tempo or tune. It was really good though. It was really cute, and as Haley said, it was cute because you got to see Yon Tan.
But then the thing is, like, it was sad at the end because like Yon Tan's like face was like put in the stars, and I was like, man, I feel like Tay freaking knew, because like, of course, that's his dog. Like, he knew probably Yon Tan was sick.
And was that not doing well?
Yeah,
and
so like, I feel like he knew already and had that music video made and like with Yon Tan, like just to bring joy and stuff for like when he passes away, I guess. But I don't know if he knew that it was going to come so soon, but it just seemed kind of weird. I was like, because you know when people see in the stars kind of thing, it's like when he passed away, look at like freaking Lion King, you know what I mean? Like when Mufasa died, he was in the stars. So
damn, we're going deep.
That's what I felt. I was like, oh man, he's in the stars because like he's dead now, basically. Like he passed away.
Rest in peace, Yon Tan. Mm-hmm. I want to have like a Yon Tan sign or something, or like when next time we see them.
Oh no, that make
like,
him
no,
sad.
No, like we love Yon Tan. It won't make him sad. We'll be happy. Well, to know that a lot of army still like love Yon Tan, of course. So there you go. Also, for 80s, San had dropped like a solo soft track. It was really cool to hear because it was like really like it's like acoustic and like ballady kind of thing.
It's called Snowflake. So,
probably winter, Christmas themed ish, right? And it was a really cool ballad. It was a really simple music video. He's just like,
it's like boyfriend. He's like, just he's like your boyfriend
hanging out. No, I don't even know if it was a boyfriend. He was just living by himself.
I don't know. It seemed like boyfriend vibes to me.
Well, of course you would see it that way. Mine is like he's just having a good time by himself, just like being like happy. Mm-hmm. But either way, the song was produced actually by San and by Hongjun. Mm-hmm. And I forget San actually sounds the way he does. Like, right. He's a good singer vocally.
Yeah, his vocals are really soft, actually.
It's really interesting because like we're not used to that from the usual 80s stuff.
Or maybe I just don't even like pay attention to when he's singing. I always feel like because he's so like built and like I would
let's just say this is the first time I've seen him with clothes on for a long extended period of time.
But yeah, the song itself is really cute.
It was a good song too, yes. So, and we have three more actually. RM from BTS dropped unannounced out of nowhere a random music video for his B-side track from his recent album. The track is Around the World in a Day featuring Moses Sumney. And the thing is, like, the music video itself is just like more like behind the scenes life, yeah. And his you know, like
his
real group of friends. Mm-hmm. It was cool to see, and it was just like it's out of nowhere. It's like, you know, like no one had any clue.
Here you go, army.
Just dropped it. And there you go. Just check it out. It was really cool. Yeah, it was just like it looks like home videos. And
yeah,
just like
exactly.
Home recordings videos. Of like, you know, throughout the whole process for his solo and him just going out having
him
fun.
Him wearing a cunty bob wig.
Oh, yeah. His favorite cunty bob. Him with like his short hair. He's also swimming with his friends. A lot of stuff and like hiking. It's pretty cool, especially for those fellow RM Namjoon bias. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Next, we have Twice because they also had Strategy. Mm-hmm. So the music video dropped in with Megan Thee Stallion. She was actually there in Korea for this video. I mean, what else more to say? It's Twice looks like Twice.
Right.
So they looked obviously fantastic. And Overall, it's just like, I feel like they do it. They like incorporating a lot of like Western culture stuff mm-hmm. now, right? In their mm-hmm. music videos and their songs.
Yes.
I like the album, like the B-side tracks mm-hmm. a lot. So I've been enjoying that. And it even has a Christmassy winter song, like a holiday song. I think it's called Magical. That's one of the tracks on that. So if you haven't checked out their new comeback, check it out. Mm-hmm. Last but not least, Stray Kids.
Yeah, so they released a music video for Christmas Love. Man. And I love that song. Like,
that
I think
is
I
a
even,
good Christmas song.
I even mentioned, I think, when the album came out, I was like, when people asked me, what's your favorite song from their album, Giant? And I was like, Christmas Love? It really was my favorite song from that album.
It's a
really
good song. It's so catchy. And, like, the music video is cute.
It's
you know,
really
it's one of those
cutesy
ones. And, like, each member, like, there's a member pairing.
Right
kind
yeah.
of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember already, like, Hyunjin was with, like, Bang Chan.
Yes.
Han Changbin.
Yes.
But it was really cool, like, to
They're
hear
doing,
it
like,
and
cute
see
Christmassy
it.
Stuff together, basically. It's very different from Christmas Evil.
Oh, Feliz Navidad.
This is basically, like, their 24 to 25 Christmas vibe.
It's
cool.
Like
all cute.
I like the song a lot. Mm-hmm. The song is really catchy, upbeat, mm-hmm. too. Like, because I think, what's their other Christmas song before this?
24 to 25.
Oh, yeah, duh. Like, it's definitely not as, yeah. like, slow or ballad. Mm-hmm. Like, this one's, like,
more upbeat.
This is, like, the real, like, in-between middle, which I thought, like, Stray Kids could always do, and they finally
yeah.
did it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's finally nice to hear it and get something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hayley said, I've enjoyed the song a lot, just as much as her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now's a good time. I guess we should probably take another quick bathroom break, a water break, if you have to. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell as Hayley coughs. Are you okay? Do you need water?
Yes, please.
Okay, so there you go. Haley's going to get some water.
I actually need a water break.
She is going to hydrate because it's very important. And also, don't forget to follow us. And you can also hit us up and message and simp and chat with us on Instagram. We'll try to start posting more pictures and videos. I think we're going to start posting again on TikTok soon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just message us on Instagram, though, at Permission to Stand Podcast.
I mean, you should be uploading those Kiss of Life.
I want to.
Videos.
I'm getting, I'm such a boomer now. It's like, I get so tired because by the time we're like done with a lot of stuff during the day,
yeah.
it's like, oh, okay, my time to post is like at 11 p.m.
He
and
doesn't
just,
post.
And
he
I just want to, I want to scroll and I'm catching up on all my DMs and messages.
Don't even do that. Because I feel like if you don't reply, then people don't send you anything.
Ignore everybody. You're right, Haley. Genius.
I do that because like to an extent, some people just stop messaging when they're like, oh shit, I'm spamming Haley. I better just stop. Until,
I don't give
wait
a shit.
Wait till she replies.
It happens. I spam some of my friends. But yeah, you're right. I catch myself stopping it too. Yeah, we should move on now because we're going to talk about that crazy news going on that just dropped also for JYP because they're into some shit now with this, with the accusations and all this stuff coming from one of the members from Vicha.
Yeah, so KG did actually terminate, or she wants to terminate her contract with Vicha and sue JYP Entertainment. Not
sue.
JYP the man,
if
but
anything,
like the whole entertainment company.
It's not JYP.
No,
it's the
not.
Company and
it's
like
the company.
The management.
And
like
specific staff members, basically. So I'll go over it because like she did actually express gratitude towards
JYP
Park.
I feel like he's
himself.
Yeah, because he's, you know, he's busy doing a lot of his own side quests and having fun.
Right.
And, like, he's kind of, like, the face, I guess, mm-hmm. too. But also, like, in terms of, like, you can be CEO, but, you know, kind of be, like, the brand.
Yeah.
And just kind of aware-ish of mm-hmm. some stuff. But you don't, you have other
you
managers and other mm-hmm. people under you that, you know, you've hired to take care and do the rest of that,
right?
And, oh, man.
Yeah, so on her personal.
Maybe it wasn't a good thing, right?
On KG's personal Instagram, she basically posted a story. You can probably find it online somewhere because it's not there anymore. But basically, she was announcing that she wants to file a lawsuit and terminate her contract with JYP Entertainment and leave Vicha because she said in her statement, abuse and mistreatment by certain staff members was the reason for her decision to leave Vicha and like this whole K-pop idol life, I guess, because it was detrimental to her mental health. Which, okay, I get it, because we all know that our K-pop idols go through crazy training and, like, obviously, like, they're told to be put on certain diets, like their lack of sleep, and like sometimes even changing their the way that they look, like plastic surgery, for example.
Because there's very certain standards,
right,
that K-pop idols, I feel, mm-hmm, are like held up to.
Which, and which I feel like Western idols, because she's like American, they're not used to this kind of stuff. This is like not legal in the U.S.
Yeah, I'm gonna flip another coin on you with that. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, this with this certain standards, and then now like having the same kind of staff do this or like take care of like idols here, mm-hmm, globally, mm-hmm, like in the Western side of, mm-hmm, this coin, you will not get away with a lot of stuff, mm-mm, because I feel like
everyone sues here
in Asian culture. Not even sues, but, mm-hmm, it's not about the suing. I don't think, Haley. It's about the people I'm not trying to say snitch, but it's just, you know, very people in Asia, you know, they like never really voice out a lot of different things, especially even if there's like abuse or like, you know, wrongdoing.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because they think it's normal.
Yeah, because the standards and everything, right, are completely different. The culture is completely different. Guess what? That is not how America rolls. Like, especially in America, it's a cancel culture. Like, once something bad happens, you'll hear about it. Mm-hmm. And, like, even if it has to get holed up and like this for a little bit, it's going to explode. Guess what? It just exploded. Because the same people that are probably managing them are, like, that manage Vicha are possibly, maybe it's, like, kind of, like, another similar group of people managing, like, you know, Korean idols in JYP. Maybe, you know, maybe there's some senior management. They kind of mix it up and everything. And they probably have done and said stuff to the other idols, you know, in Asia and Korea that you will not get away with in terms of even here.
Right, because you can't tell American idols to be like, okay, you're going to starve yourself. You're not going to have any sleep. You're going to wake up at this time. And then, like, you're not going to have, like, any food until, like, you're done with your training. And you're training for, like, this many hours, like, that's, like, neglect almost, or, like, abuse seen here in Western standards. But in Korea, they're so used to that. They're like, okay, I'm going to be a K-pop idol. This is what is going to happen to me.
They think it's, you know, it's seen as, like, part of the discipline.
Right.
Part of,
it's like a boot camp for them,
basically. It's part of the whole thing, kind of thing. I know they probably went through stuff, too, because we didn't even watch the Cat's Eye one. I'm, like, you know, we've heard, like, they've gone through some stuff, too, right?
Yeah.
But it's like at the same time, you know, there's always a point where there's a line, and once that line gets crossed, it's not gonna be good. And this is probably where she couldn't hold out any longer.
Right, because she did say that there were specific staff members on the management for Vicha that were like very, very like disrespectful and like super like they were mistreating her.
And it's harder too,
because
you don't know.
Like, they're racist or not, because she's white.
That's possibly, you never know. That could be part of it.
Some of the articles did say like racism and stuff. Like they brought it up.
It's possible, and I'm not gonna lie. Like, the racism is real, especially in Korea. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like nationalism is strong and all that stuff there. You know, let's not fake any of this stuff,
because
a lot of media likes to like hide stuff and, mm-hmm, you know, not talk about this dark side, which is actually the real side. Mm-hmm. And it's like very ignorant of us to assume zero racism was involved. Right.
Right.
But at the same time, like, it was really severe enough where she even mentioned that another one of their groupmates in Vicha, like,
was trying to commit suicide.
Potentially, yeah, hurting herself, mm-hmm, or like the fact that she said that, I think we could probably assume that maybe it was it Kaylee?
I think possibly. So, because she was gone for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Something serious probably happened, and she's the youngest.
She's
too.
She's like 14.
See, that's
guys.
The hard
like,
part
what?
Too. Like, I think maybe because they're so used to it in like, I guess, Asian culture. Because like, I'm gonna say Asian culture because Japan gets idols at 12 years old and 10 years old, mm-hmm, too, which is wild to think of from our Western like point of views, because I mean 16 already feels and seems young to us.
Young, yeah.
But they already hired here in the West. They got Kaylee, who was 14. So it's like, of course, the type of mental stress and emotional stress is like different in terms of the standards that maybe like kids in Asia grow up with already. So, oh man, it sucks, but it's probably her. I feel like.
Right. Yeah.
I really think it is.
We don't know. Like,
they never announced it.
They didn't announce anything because like JYP Entertainment was saying they're going to be looking into it and like discussing or whatever. Because I think KG had said that she brought this up, I think, back in May. And remember, Vichae was gone for a while. So, like, I feel like stuff was, like, happening with that.
Something had to be happening. But it's weird, too, because remember she was seen, like, just at her school, just taking classes. Oh, that was Kaylee. Oh, that was Kaylee. I see shit. But, yeah, that's really sad, and a lot of this stuff is going on. Because it's like the other side of this coin is HYBE's version of Vichae, which is Cat's Eye. And
right, they're doing so well.
They're, like, riding this really, like, good wave of...
Yeah, they're, like...
I guess, promotions really and performing. Doing well. So... It sucks because, like, Vichae was the original one,
the
though.
First ones.
All they did was perform...
At Twice.
For Twice, concert, yeah, as an opener.
Because weren't they supposed to go to another concert? Was it
Coachella? It's supposed to be freaking K-Con too, right?
Was it K-Con? Was it Coachella?
I don't... Possibly. Either Somewhere. Way.
But then they pulled stuff, out of it.
That sucks. So...
But, yeah, so we'll keep you updated with that. But then, like, a lot of people were arguing, like, against what her claims are, I guess, like saying like, oh, she should have known that if she was going to become an idol. And like others were like, no, like that's abuse.
Let's throw you in there. Like, it sucks how like,
yeah,
how like unempathetic people
like,
are.
If you're
going to
sign up for an idol, you better take all that shit kind of thing.
I don't think that's how it works. You don't sign up for something to get abused.
Right.
I mean, like, I'm sure there's discipline, obviously. Like, you need to, like, be disciplined in your mind and emotionally, too. But there's also, like, burning points, like, that, like, once you get past that, it's like, you know it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy that people are fighting against it. It's like, I'm just shaking my head. If you can't see it, I'm shaking my head. And my eyes are closed. I'm just like, wow. But that's it for that. Let's move on now. Because Jisoo, a new teaser dropped for her upcoming K-drama called Newtopia. This K-drama is not an ordinary K-drama because Newtopia that will be releasing in 2025 is about a couple trying to find each other in a zombie-infested city of Seoul.
Man, they love their zombie movies.
They love it.
Dramas.
Since Train to Busan, oh my god, crack the door open for like...
They've had so many zombie movies.
It's like, I feel like that's the globally popular one, and it just like blew the roof.
I mean, they also had Kingdom.
That's true, and I remember like, we didn't expect it to be like a zombie thing. I thought it was just like one of those period K-dramas.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, no, that one was a good one, too.
And, well, there you go. So she's going to be part of that. It'll be interesting seeing Jisoo doing that. Might check some of that out for sure. Back to Rosé again. Well, guess what? You know what Rosé does and what she's really good at? It's eating. She loves to eat. For as skinny as she gotten, she is like the eater of the group.
Right.
And she is the new global brand ambassador for... BHC chicken. We rarely get brand ambassador
for food. Well, gin is.
No.
For gin ramen.
Oh, technically gin for gin ramen. Oh, I don't know if that was just like a one off. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
You know,
I
like
see.
It could have been just
maybe.
Like, you know, because we.
A mini collab.
I mean, like, I guess you could say like New Jeans Coke, right? Ish.
Yeah.
I guess. But I guess Pepsi. But like, it's interesting seeing it like this. Like, BHC chicken has signed Rosé as a global brand ambassador. So there you go. I'm sure she's happy. She probably gets like fried chicken for life.
Mm-hmm.
Must be nice. Haley, you want to do the pleasure of talking about this next group?
Yeah. So Boy Next Door, they finally released official characters, like little mascots for themselves. I mean, they've already had these mascots since like a while ago.
They're not like line or anything, right?
It's their own thing. But they actually came up with a name because you know how there's like BT21, Skazoo, Fims Club kind of stuff like that. So their ones is called BB Next Door.
Run that through me again.
BB Next Door.
Next
Door? Or is it called Baby Next Door?
Next Door.
Like
D-O.
Boy Next Door.
Are you sure it's not BB Next Do? Next
Door. No, Door. Next Door.
Door. It's just they took out the O and the R.
Yes, and the T.
I wish they made it into, like, spelled like dough, like bread.
Oh.
And they're all bread.
That would be cute. But anyway, so like their little mascots, they've had them for a while, but I kind of think that they redesigned them a little bit to make them look cuter. So there's two cats. So it's Songho and Taesan are the cats. Taesan is the black one. Songho is like this ginger cat.
It's no surprise that they're the cats. Right. It's cool that they actually have two cats. You know, sometimes I feel like, since one member is a cat, they're like, okay, we'll make a different animal.
ZB1
choose a different
has
one.
Two.
Oh, that's
also,
true.
Ricky
cool.
and Jiwon.
I like that they do that. Yeah. They're like, okay, they're
different
cats.
Color.
So we'll just make them. Who cares if we have one already?
Right. Yeah. And then Ryu is an otter. Lihan is the alien. And then Una.
He's literally an alien, though. That man is very weird.
Una is a snowman, like a smiling snowman. And then the leader, Jaehyun, is a wolf, I think.
Yet Haley's very disappointed.
I am, because like I feel like he should have been a husky. Because I feel like Jaehyun's personality is
it's
really
close.
Suited for a husky.
It's close. It's, you know,
wolf,
like,
I think
a
of
a husky is like, you know, like
kind
a
of like a
baby
cousin.
Wolf cousin.
I guess.
Long distant relative.
Because we know wolf is Bang Chan, and I feel like that suits him so much. But then Jaehyun has like this kind of like different energy. And like my friend had a husky, and like they're freaking crazy energetic, always on, like they have like ADHD or something. But then they're also like really sweet, cute, caring. Which I think
that sounds
fits
like the Jaehyun.
Exactly. So, I mean, they haven't like released any official names of the characters yet. They just dropped a teaser of the characters itself and the name, which is BB Next Door, or is it Baby Next Door? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Do you think they'll ever say it out loud?
I think so, when they probably talk about it later on. But I was just like, this was just like going through my mind. I was like, why are most of my biases either like cats or bunnies? Like bunnies I understand, but cats, I'm not even a cat person.
but it's probably based on their looks, though,
I think,
and appearances,
their looks,
right?
Yeah, and then sometimes like personality wise, I guess. But yeah, I just found that interesting because I was like, I'm allergic to cats. I don't even like.
Oh yeah, that's pretty interesting enough.
Yeah, so that's it for Boy Next Door. I'm looking forward to them having merch for them, because at least theirs came out pretty quickly, and Hypen still doesn't have characters.
They should have like tiny cute vampires.
They should. And then 17 just got theirs and they're gone.
Right when their world tour is done and they're gonna go to the military.
And their merch is so cute. Like they dropped it as well, and I was like, well,
potato.
I was like, well, their world tour is over. We can't use any of those light stick covers.
Potato now. And rice. Literally so two of them. Why not? I still like June's too, like a totem pole of three cats.
Yeah. And I like Sung Kwan's too. He's like orange.
Oh, that's true. He's an
I like the food.
They
ones.
Should have done this so much earlier. What
right.
the heck?
17 has
thinking?
Been around forever. Like, what
oh
the
my
fuck?
Gosh.
Okay, anyway. So that's why I was like, Boy Next Door needs to drop it now. And they did. Thank God.
And they did.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what we should do now? Take our last bathroom break, water break. Don't forget to hydrate. Use the restroom. Pee out everything that you just hydrated yourself with. And like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell for the Permission to Stand podcast. We are pretty much available on almost all podcast streaming platforms, including the one you're listening to. So you might as well if you haven't. And Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand podcast.
Where you can message us.
Where you can message us and enter our giveaway for the holidays. Do I need to go over everything right now?
You're good. All
okay.
right, continue.
I don't know. Why are you looking at me like that? So for BTS, Jungkook has launched a YouTube channel for his dog, Bam.
Woohoo!
How people discover this, I don't know. Like, how did people find this?
They noticed the YouTube link on Bam's account on IG.
But there's nothing on there yet, right?
But zero videos.
What's he going to put there?
Who knows? It's just there.
Well, keep posted with that. Jin also released a video, like it was
like a mini docu series.
I guess
it's
you
not
would
a
say.
Mock. It's a this is a docu.
Well, they said it was mockumentary in the beginning of the episode.
I don't think they understand what a mockumentary is.
Docu-series, I guess, of Jin going fishing in LA. And it was actually interesting because J-Hope was the narrator of the little episode, which was kind of cute. Basically, Jin wanted to go fishing for yellowtail tuna because, like, he's never caught one before. And he thought that he'd be able to catch one when he's visiting LA. The call time for him was 3 a.m. and he looked sleepy as fuck.
Oh, man. I'm getting sleepy. I'm yawning thinking about it.
Getting like, up that 3 early. I can't do it anymore. 3 a.m. is so early.
That's
funny.
What time Haley sleeps.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even... I'm still awake at that time. So his outfit was Gucci. Like, he's going on a fishing trip wearing Gucci.
This guy is Gucci fit. Like, head to toe. Like, it's wild. And he shows a lot of his legs a lot because of his damn short.
Yeah, he wanted
Gucci shorts.
He was like, I want
all these thighs.
He's like, I want Army to think I look cool. Is this a cool pose? And he put like his leg up on the boat and showing exposing his thigh.
That's the captain thing, like Captain Morgan.
Yeah,
Captain Jack,
I know.
All you know that pose.
Yeah, so he did that pose. His meal was Subway.
Eat fresh.
Yeah. And then he also said that he fasts for 24 hours before going fishing. I couldn't tell if he was being serious or not. Like,
that's the
why?
Thing. I can't take this man seriously. You can't
why
tell
would
if
you
he's
fast
joking or not. Fishing. Like, he's so dumb.
He got his line tangled a lot. It was funny because he's like, I got it. I can untangle it. And then one of the fishermen on the boat with him caught a rockfish.
Oh, this is... You've probably seen this reel.
The fisherman was like, it's a beautiful fish, but poisonous. And then Jin said back to that, no, not beautiful. So ugly fish. And he was like looking
the
at
way
it.
He said it.
He was judgmental.
You
to
have
it, like,
to
looking
deliver
at
it the way Jin does it.
Do it then.
What does he say again? Let me see. No, it's not beautiful. So ugly.
He said, so ugly fish.
It's so ugly fish. Like the way he said it. And his face like
it looks disgusting. He's like, what?
You know what, Jin? Not everything in the world is worldwide handsome. All right. Thank you very much.
There's
sir.
So many ugly fish in the ocean.
There's so many ugly humans on the ground.
Damn.
We are not all worldwide handsome.
Exactly.
This asshole.
So he does end up catching his first big fish.
He looked like he was gonna cry, like from the happiness. But
yeah.
Didn't they? Was this the one where they woke him up, or no? This was something.
This is
else.
The first one, and this one got away.
Okay.
Like, so he got one on his line, but he wasn't able to reel it in. I felt like he was trying to reel it in for a long time, and he had
it's
to get
tiring.
Like,
oh my god,
he had to get help, like to hold his rod.
Jin, he just finished the military duty, but his stamina, I think, is all in his legs. He has no strength, upper body strength,
no,
and barely any upper body stamina.
So he was asking
this
for
is
help
the worst.
He's like, can you help me hold he's my the rod?
Worst, he's the worst person I would ever go, like, I would want to go fishing with, because he probably will bother you the whole time.
So that one got away, and then I guess he went and took a nap, and then people were, like, calling him, like, Suk Jin, like, because I guess
funny.
They saw, like, a big fish
it's
again.
It's funny when they wake him up, because he's literally knocked out,
he's
and
sleeping.
They're just recording him when he wakes up, and he's like, what? It just runs to wherever everyone's calling him.
So they finally caught a fish. It was a big fish, but it wasn't...
Heat and weight?
Oh, so he thought it was a
wait,
tuna.
It was a tuna when they first caught it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because... And then throughout the whole trip to him, it was a tuna.
He was so proud. He's like, I caught my first tuna.
And he's like flexing it yeah. on everybody in
he
the
even
boat.
He called J-Hope and was like, I caught my first tuna. And like he was so happy. And he's like, it was such a big fish.
And the funny thing is, the whole trip, he thought it was a tuna. But like as soon as he caught it, the editing team and the docu like series, like the whole thing itself, put a disclaimer.
It is not a tuna.
It was like an amberjack. It was just
yeah.
big. So they didn't tell him, and they probably didn't really know at the time
right.
either. So that's why, like, he kept saying tuna, even though it wasn't. But it doesn't matter because it really has gone to his head.
Right.
And he was being
they
a
just
douche.
Left him.
He's being a douche to everyone that's fishing, even the other crew fishing. Like, oh, you know, I caught a tuna, or like, right. I caught the biggest fish. And they're like, he's like laughing at everyone else's fish.
Because they caught like rock fishes.
Not like he even caught it himself. He did not catch his damn tuna or fake tuna himself.
Yeah, because the captain was the one that hooked it and reeled it in. Like, he fucking like got that hook in the ocean because Jin had like brought it almost like close enough to the boat. And the captain just like impaled it with a hook, basically, and brought it on board.
But even before that, like, it wasn't him the whole time.
No, it wasn't. Ugh. And then Jin, when they brought it, the first thing out of his mouth was like, "Pitcher, pitcher, pitcher."
Oh yeah, that was so funny. Sounds like one of those Asian parents. Pitcher, pitcher.
He wanted a photo with it so bad, and then he was holding the fish and he was screaming. He's like, "Ah!" Like, he was so excited because he thought it was a tuna.
I'm happy. I was happy for him.
Yeah.
But I was like, I knew it was gonna get to his head, of course. Mm-hmm. And he did. He just flexed on everybody. But yeah, that was fun. Is there anything else you wanted to put on it, or is it good?
That's it.
All right. Well, and then we already talked about Tae and Bing Crosby and little Yeon-tan, the star.
So moving on to Stray Kids. So Joko did actually watch these episodes with me. It was the one
actually, what do you mean? If I would watch it more if I was invited, or if like it was, if it fell in the same place like what just happened, where you were you're like, I'm going to watch it, and I was already next to you on the couch. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch it too.
Yeah, I mean, you're always invited, but sometimes I just watch them at random times at the night, and you're, like, asleep already. So we watched the Stray Kids Code in Australia. So this is the episodes where they got to their Airbnb, and the episode before, they were, like, given specific tasks for each member to do. So, like, Seungmin's was, like, he basically had to document, like, social media stuff, like, little challenges and stuff throughout their trip. So for Han and Felix, they were tasked to be the chefs of the trip. So they had to make dinner when they got to the Airbnb. It was funny because, like, I feel like those two are kind of a disaster for making food. I mean, Felix, he knows how to bake, but then his cooking is like kind of like, and I don't know if Han can really cook.
They didn't see any confidence in me wanting to try any of their food, to be honest.
Han ended up making 10 packets of ramen, and I think he put too much water in there because, like, when the members tried it, they're like, oh, it tastes like noodles.
Yeah, because like, you, no, what the F are you thinking, Han?
He put 10 liters.
It's just watered out.
Water.
The seasoning is not, unless you like boil it and like leave it with the seasoning for like, I don't know, an hour. So it gets concentrated. Right. Oh my God.
And then Felix grilled steak, but then Bang Chan ended up helping him and he made the lamb.
Thank goodness. Right. That lamb looked good.
Right.
It looked succulent. Haley was telling me that. You guys eat a lot of lamb in Australia, huh?
Yeah, growing up,
that
I ate
freaking bomb.
A lot of lamb. Like, I feel like it would be the same as, like, us eating steak or pork.
I mean, the thing is, that's pretty awesome, actually.
We have it
a lot. It's that level, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I remember, because that's not, as you can tell in the U.S., like, you can get lamb, and you can get, like, veal, but it's, like, it's a lot more scarce. Like, you don't see it everywhere.
They have this at, like, regular grocery stores.
That's freaking cool. I mean, I like lamb a lot, and like I said, veal too. When I had veal for the first time, I was surprised. I was like, I really liked it a lot.
Think I've ever had veal.
So good. Well, obviously, all of it needs to be prepared correctly.
That's true.
And that's when it will taste good. Because I thought veal would be gamey.
That's
and
what I
it would be
too,
tough.
Because I'd be like, they have muscles.
Like, tough and gamey? No, like, it's crazy because I think I tried it in San Diego at, like, a random Hilton restaurant with my parents. And I was like, this is when I was really young. And I was like, oh my God, this is great. It's like a different type of steak.
I feel like knowing that it's deer, I don't think I could eat it.
It's all mental, baby.
It's like the only meats that I think I feel comfortable eating is like chicken, beef, pork, and lamb.
Basic.
Everything else is not it for me. Like, I can't eat rabbit. I mean, even in Australia, in the grocery, they serve, or like they have in like the frozen section, kangaroo meat.
I don't know if I'm gonna eat that,
which is,
I'll try
weird.
It
I'll yeah, try I feel it. Like that would be very like gamey or like muscular.
I've had crocodile, we've had rattlesnake,
rabbit.
I like rabbit.
See,
rabbit's,
I can't eat
bad.
Any of that, like deer, no.
I feel like rabbit was more gamey, but I mean, rattlesnake wasn't too bad, but I had that like in a sausage. But anyways, continue.
Anyway, so there was this one scene where they had to pick out their pajamas. And this was chaos, per usual, because basically one of the members sits in a chair and the rest of the members basically pull out random items, either like it's a top, bottom, and accessory, and then they hold up two choices, and then person sitting in the chair has to be like A or B. And so when they choose one, that's the top that they will wear, and then for the bottoms, etc., etc. Of course, a lot of these are fucking ugly, like, clothes. And
they're
just
all just trolled, trolled traps.
Except for Hans.
I guess, yeah.
His was like a cute chick PJ's matching set. He was like the most normal one. Freaking Changbin ended up in some like hula skirt. I don't fucking know. And then like
he ended up looking like some who looked like an Ajumma. Someone was like Ajumma looking. I thought it was Changbin. Like he had something weird.
Yeah, he had some like floral long sleeve shirt. But the one that was like funny
Oh, go ahead.
Was Ian.
Okay, see, that's like the iconic one because that's even the thumbnail. Yes. Is that good?
So basically, Felix had the pleasure of altering a lot of the clothes. Oh, so boy. There was like this long sleeve, regular button up pajama top. From the front, it looks normal. But then when you look on the back, Felix cut out a huge heart.
A giant heart.
Humongous. Like,
that's the size of the whole back.
It's like a backless top, basically. Yeah. Like a backless dress or something. And Ian was the one that picked it because like he chose like A or B. And he got like trapped into picking that one because like they were playing mind games with him. I think it was like Lino. Like, oh, don't pick that one.
Lino.
He tricked everyone. He manipulated everyone to picking the one that he wanted them to pick. So Ian ended up with like this backless freaking pajama top. And I'm
but
just
damn.
Like, his back muscles are crazy.
He's been working out with Bang Chan and Changbin.
Yeah, for sure.
His back muscles are nuts now.
And it was funny. Was it Changbin who said it? He's like, this is the thumbnail when it was like Ian flexing his back
and
muscles.
They made it the thumbnail. It's perfect.
So that was like all chaos and really funny to watch. I feel like they were all sabotaging each other basically to get the ugliest pajamas. Except for they were really nice to Han.
They baby Han a lot.
But
is what
I
I've
thought
noticed.
They would baby Felix more.
Oh no, Felix is getting evil.
I guess.
So they're like
he's getting corrupted.
He's getting corrupt
by
so.
Seungmin because that's his housemate now.
Oh
probably
my gosh.
Seungmin's like. He's really naughty, too. So there was, like, another game that they played to choose their rooms. So there was only one room that was solo, like a big bed and in its own, like, bedroom. Everything else was, like, a shared bedroom or, like, small single beds.
So everyone wants that room.
Right.
I want that room. I want my own bathroom. I don't have to worry about anyone else bothering me.
Yeah, so basically the game was, like, they go through their music videos and each member has to pick a random timestamp. So it'd be, like, 1 minute and 23 seconds and 42 milliseconds or something like that. So it has to be, like, very, very precise. So basically whoever lands on the timestamp that has the most humans, or like, people in the screen will win. So, like, the first one that they did was case 143, and Changbin got 8 members on the screen. But then he was like, yes, I won.
You would think he won. I thought he won, too, because that's, like, the maximum members, right?
But if you remember, in case 143, there's a scene where it's a split screen, and it's 8 members and 8 members. So there's, like, a double.
So 16, yes. So, you know our math, Haley.
I know that. I wasn't explaining it like that. But so basically Ian guessed it and Changbin was so mad because he thought he won.
He looked pretty sad and upset.
But to get back at Ian after,
you
the
know,
members decided to like torment him.
I thought Changbin would be the most sad and upset. No, it's going to be Ian that night.
Ian was so sad because they're like, okay, so like, bonus round, basically, whoever wins gets to switch rooms with Ian, and Ian was like, really upset. Like, I could tell, like, he was so mad.
And it's funny because the members were just pointing it out, too. They're like, he's mad. Look at him. He's actually mad. You can tell. But and then the funny part was Changbin was the one that got it.
And Ian was even more pissed about that. And then in the end, Changbin was like, we're just teasing you. Like, I wasn't actually going to take your room. But he was, like, mad. And they just wanted to see him mad, basically.
It worked.
And get that reaction out of him.
Feed off that energy.
They did feed off it. And Ian was just like, ugh. He was so annoyed.
But he stayed there. He was by himself in the room that night. You know what? Are you about to go to another topic? Mm-hmm. You didn't even talk about Barry. How dare you?
Okay, sorry. Barry was there as a special guest. And, of course, all the members stayed with them
or visited them during the day.
She's so cute.
It's cool to see it because I guess like it's that close to like where Bang Chan's family lives.
Yeah, like in Sydney.
You could actually take Barry there.
She was so cute. I feel like she's getting older, too.
Oh, Barry.
And, like, Bang Chan even, like, mentioned that as well. He's like, I hope I can see her again when I visit. And I was like, oh, don't say
that. Barry looked like she was, like, lost.
She's so cute. But, yeah, Barry is there. And they also did, like, some random spider prank on all the members.
Thank you for telling. I put it here because I thought you were going to forget. Spider.
So, like, they had this fake big, like, it's like a felt spider that a staff member would just, like,
hold on a line, kind of like a
and dangle it while the member is doing an interview. And everybody flinched except for Hyunjin. Like, Hyunjin was not scared at all. He kind of was like, oh, like, I thought it was like a leaf or something. Like,
well, he thought it was a microphone.
Oh, a microphone. And like, then someone else thought it was like a butterfly. But then,
to be honest, if I was in Australia and I saw a spider like that, I would think it's real too because it was huge, the thing that they were using.
You know who you would react like?
Oh, Han is my spirit animal for that
He
shit.
Threw himself off the bench. Like, he just dived. He, like, was super
I would have done the same thing. Either that or would have... But if he just jumped and ran away, I would have, like, punched or, like, you know, like, pushed it
I don't
away.
Think you would. I wouldn't touch it. You won't touch a spider like that. A big spider like that, there's no way, Bun.
If it's on me, I'd have to get it away from me. Like,
it was just dangling. I don't think you would touch it. Because you don't even sometimes want to touch the small spiders here. I think you would just run, like Han. You'd just, like, dive off the bench.
If I saw it on my shoulder or something.
It wasn't, though. It was just dangling in the air. I don't think you would touch it.
They made them touch it. Or, like, it touched them.
A little bit. It was, like, kind of, like, dangling
above. That's enough. A little bit is still touching.
I don't think you would punch it 100%. I don't think you would touch it.
I would scream 100% for sure.
I wouldn't even touch it.
I would shriek and scream and then probably do the same thing as Han.
I'd probably be like Hyunjin, but like I wouldn't touch it or try to punch it or anything. Even though I'm not like scared of spiders, I'm still not touching that thing.
But you're saying like Hyunjin, I don't know about that because he said he didn't react at all.
Well, he kind of just like blinked, but then like he didn't scream or throw himself away.
Yeah,
I don't scream and stuff at spiders.
No, from surprise, I would just. I would scare you, or not scare you, but surprise you out of the corner.
Oh, yeah, I get startled.
Yeah, you get startled.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm not scared.
You get startled. You're not scared of it. I'm not talking about you and being scared of spiders.
Oh, yeah, I get startled really easily, actually. I probably would scream, even though it's not even a spider. Speaking of, like, getting scared, so there was this one show, a Japanese show, which we probably won't even see, like, the full show because you know how in Japan they're very very strict with it, but there was like an account that I follow. If you guys do want to watch it, they do have that whole episode like clip up of this Japanese prank with a dinosaur. It's really funny, so if you want to watch it, just let me know.
It's so like you want to give us a premise of what's going on. You're just like, there's a random clip.
I'm going to get to it. So basically, it's a Japanese variety show, and then the members Felix, Chan, Sungmin, Hyunjin, and Ian were the ones that they thought they're going to prank Changbin, Lino, and Han. But it was actually the other way around. So like, Changbin, Lino, and Han were basically pretending the whole time. They knew the dinosaur was gonna come out when the lights went off. So basically, those three members were put in like a room. and they were like discussing stuff. I don't even know what they were discussing. And then on the monitor, they were being watched by the other five members. And basically, the lights go off, and then this huge dinosaur, like, it's a person in a suit, basically, but it's like one of those realistic looking ones. He comes in the room, and like the three members like scramble and scream, fall off their chairs, like they're acting. They knew that was going to happen. And the other five members are all laughing and like, ah, like they're making fun of them because they're like, oh, they got scared. But what they didn't know that the dinosaur is going to charge through that wall and actually scare the five members.
Like when a lot of Japanese shows do that.
They do that. They have like a person flying through the wall or like a rocket or something like crazy. So this time it was a dinosaur crashing through the wall. They didn't expect it because they were all like concentrated on watching the TV screen, which was like also pre-recorded. So like they were like busy watching it. They didn't know the dinosaur was going to crash through the wall. And then Felix like threw himself halfway across the room. Like he was terrified for his life. Like he was actually really, really scared.
But it was definitely for his life. Like his life is on the line for real.
Everybody else kind of like jumped and flinched and like screamed a little bit. Again, the other person that didn't flinch was Hyunjin. He like basically sat there and he was like clapping his hands. He didn't even, it like happened so fast that he didn't even like process it. And he was like,
He gave up. He's like, oh, wait.
There's a dinosaur in the room. It's just really funny. If you want to watch it, just message me because I can give you the link to that because it's hard to find anywhere. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Wow. That was just a little bit of K-pop this week. But if you want to join in for more stuff of more K-pop, I don't even know why I said stuff. I think I'm out of it because it's been like over an hour of talking with Haley. Mm-hmm. But don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow all the notification bell stuff because we are going to be talking about more K-pop next Thursday and the next Thursday and the next Thursday mm-hmm. and the next Thursday and the next Thursday. So don't forget to do all that. Haley, where else can they check us out? What can they do?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And you can enter our giveaway if you want all the information about that. It's at the beginning of the podcast because I'm not going to repeat myself.
Yes, you should know what to do already. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. As always, till the next episode, everyone, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.